It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, it's the weekend, and you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Holy crap, Bob. We're at the next to last week of January. Bam. Things are moving ahead. And we got a little cold snap where we are. I don't know about where you are, where you're listening from, but
I'm right next to you.
Yeah, and it's not too bad in here. But it makes me feel like winter comfort food. So maybe we'll cover a little bit of that today in the form of a bowl of chili or anything else we think about talking about. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And thanks for joining us. It is the chili special. It's the smokiest show on the radio, and today it's going to be spicy on top of it. We love chili. We have some small claims to fame on chili, but more than anything, just love eating it. And we want to talk about all the different types, at least 10 different types of chili today, and maybe stimulate a little, I don't know, a little culinary curiosity in your kitchen.
Yeah, why not?
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, culinary curiosity. Yeah, I've had that before.
Killed a cat.
Right, yeah. Ooh, no, that was at your dad's place.
But you had to. Culinary curiosity killed a cat.
Yeah. So chili's one of those things that everybody's got their own recipe, and there's no right or wrong way to do it. I think there's a lot of personal preference because it seems to be a tomato-based soup, and from there, there's a lot of variations. And it doesn't even have to be tomato-based
because
you got white chicken chili and you got green chili, and we'll cover all those colors,
too. We will.
Too.
We will.
But, you know, for me, it's funny. Bob didn't share the show plan with me until we walked into the studio today. And so my preparation has been minimal. But
yeah, I forgot to email it out. It's my fault.
At this point, though, the irony of it all is I made a huge pot of chili this week. And I gave it away. I don't know. Shoot, I must have made like 3 gallons of it. It was huge. And so I gave some to my son. I gave some to some friends. And I got back okay reports. So my version of chili was okay. So we'll get into that maybe a little bit later. But, you know, what have you been thinking about?
Well, you know, it's been a busy week. I told everybody to get ready for a national alert last week that never came, so I got a little egg on my face, but that doesn't mean it isn't coming. We had quite a weird inauguration. It was like none we've ever seen, where it's just a field of flags.
Right. Yep. No people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except the military, the 20,000 of them that were there, and
well, and, yeah, and I guess that's my observation right now is there's probably closer to 60,000 that they're not telling you, really. But the 10th Mountain Division is still there.
Yeah, I wonder what they're doing. Are they climbing monuments, or what's the Mountain Division doing
well,
there?
Well, isn't that curious? Because it seems to me if you're worried about a bunch of, I don't know, middle-aged Trump supporters running your gates, which I still think is a little farcical. I mean, there was a whole bunch of different factions in there, but definitely people in the wrong. No matter,
yeah, right. You don't
what
storm.
You're doing
you
there.
Don't storm the Capitol, no matter who you are.
No,
that's just wrong.
No,
right.
But quite overblown. To bring in 1,000 guardsmen would be a big leap. To bring in 30,000, then another 10,000, then the 10th Mountain Division. That doesn't sound like protecting the Capitol.
Nope.
Looks like a giant rat trap to me.
That and the fact that they're making them sleep on the floor for a few days and things like that. I mean, that these people deserve
respect.
Oh,
no. Those were just the guys that were under Nancy's care.
Oh, okay.
The thousands of them downtown each have their own hotel room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we're paying for that, too.
We are.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm glad those guys are there because if a town ever needed to be cleaned up, it's D.C. And I think time will tell. I'm not going to be a conspiracy nut. I hope you're listening, Maureen.
That would be his wife, and he gets accused of this all the time by her. Probably rightfully so, some of it, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. Right after she turns on MSNBC. We'll see. I mean, the panic should be done. I think it's all safe and sound.
Well, we have
now.
A new president, and he's our president, like him or not, voted for him or not. At the end of the day, he's our president, and if I'm only speaking for me. I'm American, and I'm going to support my president and the government that he runs. We still are in the best nation in the world.
Yep, that's the big question, you know? Government he runs. So see how long these people stay there, and I think it's going to be real clear very soon, maybe by the time you hear this broadcast, but there's got to be something bigger to having the 10th Mountain Division in Washington, D.C. I just know the 10th Mountain Division is world-famous killers. They're warriors. They're not people you send in to knock down middle-aged guys like me.
Yeah, right.
And I wouldn't have stormed the Capitol anyway. I would have loved to have been out there, but I would have stayed for the whole presentation, which would have meant a 45-minute walk. I'd have never made it to the gate by the time all those people that were staged there were.
Right.
You know, those people, that's weird. But there is one more curious thing in that it doesn't seem like the Pentagon seems to be cooperating with Joe, because I noticed that he doesn't have the football or the codes. And
well,
there seems
know.
To be a little there's a tussle going on there. I don't think our Pentagon is playing ball.
Well, anyway,
just my observation.
He appointed a retired general as his security director, right?
I'm not paying attention.
Yeah.
I don't care who he appoints.
That was interesting.
It's not going to matter.
Retired guy.
I'll just put it out there. It's not going to matter.
So let's lighten this up a little bit and talk about some damn chili.
I hope I didn't piss off too many people.
Right.
But if I did, it'll be clear to you in the next few days.
Right. So, but anyway, I enjoy chili. And like I said, I had made some this past week. And I made, I don't know what style I made. It was the tomato-based chili. But I can tell you that my... The people that I shared it with, they made comments on one ingredient specifically that made it different. Is I put in, and we do this in our competition chili, Bob and I, when we compete, and we've only done it a half a dozen times, but we've won a few with it. I put in a smoked sirloin steak. And what I do is I fire up the smoker, low temperature, 250. And I buy about inch-thick sirloin steak, and I season it like I would with a steak seasoning, maybe Canadian steak seasoning or whatever you like. But
love Canadian steak seasoning.
Quite a little bit of salt in it. And I smoke that thing until my internal temperature gets about 115 degrees. So it's still pretty rare, but it's got smoke on
Perfect.
The outside. It's got smoke on the outside of it. And when it's an inch thick... I'll cut it in half, so now it's only a half inch thick, and there's a raw side and then the smoked side on every piece, right? And then I dice it up into little things, about chiclet size, right? It's a pretty small dice, but that way there's hundreds and hundreds of pieces of little steak inside my chili, and you're getting multiple ones in every spoonful. And that is a very different texture than hamburger. Or sausage, or whatever it is you put in there.
You obviously have a lot of time on your hands.
Well, no, you know what? I was making a big pot of chili last Sunday is when I did it, and I did have some time on my hands. But my point is that it's the texture, but it's also the flavor, because you're getting steak chili, you're not getting hamburger chili,
right?
And a 3 gallon batch,
which all are fine,
right? I put 3 gallon batch. Yeah, I make hamburger chili all the time. This particular one was a steak
venison
chili,
venison burger chili,
right?
Yep.
There you go. But there's 2 pounds of sirloin in a 3 gallon batch, so I put a lot of meat in there because I'm a grilling guy. I like my meaty chili and all the usuals. I do three flavors of beans. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, in a little bit, because I'm not just a giant kidney bean guy, but. Anyway, enough about that batch.
I threw a nice, fresh, non-cured ham in the roaster this morning before I left, and I'll tell you what I'm doing with that when we get back.
All right. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan. 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. During the break, Bob and I got in a little discussion I want to pick up here because I don't know if we go to your meat market. When I go to the bigger box stores, not my meat market because Sobey doesn't do this, but if you go to the big box store, you'll see uncured pork. And Bob said right at the end of the last segment there that he's got an uncured ham in his roaster. So talk to me about that.
I notice the uncured bacon all the time. My guess is that they're selling it to people who want bacon, but it's not going to be, that does not have any nitrates in it.
Okay.
So they're trying to...
So it translates just to raw pork belly.
Slightly healthier. Yeah, it's just sliced pork belly. And I'm sure it's good too, but I don't know. I've never bought any on purpose.
No, I haven't either. So,
but I can tell you that handling a lot of pork, I did get ringworm recently, so I'm just getting rid of it. I had to put an antifungal on it, but I must have touched my face or something. And I think when I did that pork belly,
maybe
I shouldn't have kissed it
because that
know.
Was raw. I mean, yeah, because you were making bacon out of that.
I was making out with it.
But
it was a beautiful thing.
This ham that you have in your roaster.
So
tell me about that.
I get a half a pig, and I've got another one coming up here shortly. If you want the other half, let me know. And so basically, boy, you got to tell the slaughterhouse how you want it processed too, because he gave me my ham in like 4-inch slices, which. I mean, I would have preferred to just cure the whole thing and smoke it and make my own ham,
right.
But he didn't give me the option. So I pulled a piece out like a week ago, and it's been in my meat drawer, and I thought, man, I got to do something with this. So I just basically
maybe a week-old raw pork is why your face hurts.
Yeah, I gave it a bath in some orange juice and some cilantro and some of Billy Bones rub and fresh garlic and all kinds of onions and carrots and celery. And it's in the roaster right now, just baking. When I get home, I'm going to open that thing up, cut it into pieces, keep it in the bath, throw it on an open larger pan in my smoker, and then I'm going to finish it off. So I want to give it a smoky texture. And then right at the very end, I'll pull it off and I'll put it on its own pan and I'll break it up into pieces and I'll throw it under the broiler for just a minute or two just to crisp up the ends. It's going to be a bunch of little bitty pieces. But that is a wonderful, wonderful way to do pork. It's a sort of a Mexican style. We have it on the on the Grilling Guys website, and I can't think of what the name of it is. I did remember the name of the chili from last week that I was stumbling through, and it's Skyline.
Oh, okay.
I had a brain cramp. All right. I need to start taking Prevagen, that's pretty sure.
Right.
Because the 70s killed this brain.
Yep.
So that's a nice way to use an uncured ham, but let's get back to better ways to use some pork in the smoker, and that is the Green Menace.
Okay.
And that's something our friend Rob Russell turned us on to. A friend of his out west made it all the time, and the Green Menace would be on the Grillin' Guys website, thegrillinguys.com. This is the Rob Russell session, because after we do the Green Menace, Jop's going to walk you through Robbie Russell's cowboy beans, and that's a form of cowboy chili that Rob liked and we used to teach in a class. So the Green Menace is really what some would call green chili. It's made with hatch peppers and tomatillos. And cilantro.
Aren't those hatch peppers from, like, New Mexico?
And Colorado.
In Colorado?
Yep.
I don't know. I could
be
wrong.
You can buy them in the can now. I bought some at Forest Hill Foods, and they're quite good in the can. I'm sure they're better fresh, but you can buy them in all sorts of methods. But it's very green. It's an odd-tasting pepper, in my opinion. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but it's what you're supposed to use. So the Green Menace is basically a smoked pork shoulder. And then you bathe it in this green sauce, which is cilantro and tomatillas and hatch peppers, various green peppers. And you serve it like that over rice. So there's no beans in it. So it's a beanless chili. So for people who don't want beans in their chili, it's actually a fantastic. I have a hard time calling it chili. Because if there's not beans in it, to me, it's not chili.
Right.
But just call it the Green Menace, and then we can get along.
Yeah. All right. Pretty cool. Well, we'll take a diversion from chili. Geez, we've only been talking about it now for about 12 minutes, but we're going to talk too much. So we're going to go to beans now, right? Speaking of beans, as a great segue. I love me some barbecued beans, right? And there's a lot of ways to do those, too. That's a whole nother show. But we had an advisor of our show that used to, rest his soul, he's passed away. His name was Rob Russell. We always called him Cowboy Rob Russell. Every time I think of him, I just grin, because he was a fun, fun dude. And he knew a boatload about barbecue. And but anyway, he's barbecuing in heaven now, which I know he is. So he left behind a real cowboy bean recipe. And so I'm just going to go right down through it and give it to you. It's a couple pounds of ground beef and a pound of bacon. Rob put bacon in pretty much everything. A 64-ounce can of pork and beans, whether you use Bush's or somebody else's. But it was always pre-made pork and beans as a base. And then he'd put two or three big cans of kidney beans in there. You drain them. You don't want that kidney juice in there, because that's really an odd flavor that juice puts on things, so I drain those. But here's one secret of it, is a small bottle of pure maple syrup, right? Say like an 8-ounce bottle, some 6 ounces of pineapple juice, some Memphis rub, and a Memphis rub is a citrus-based rub that you'll see. You can see there's a lot of them out there. And then a couple...
Yeah, pig's ass, I think, is one of them.
Right, yep. And a couple tablespoons of sweet cherry rub, too. So anyway, he's going to put, cut that all up, put the bacon in a pot. You got to cook the bacon first, right? Because you want the bacon and the ground beef not to cook in the liquid. You want it cooked before you. And I always put the bacon in first and then cook it.
Because you want it crispy.
Right. And then let it crisp up and then put the ground beef in and cook it in the bacon fat. Because it gives, it's just, everything's better
it's
with bacon.
Genius.
Man. Yeah, it's just genius. And you don't drain the grease, right? And then just add your rubs, add your rest of those ingredients, put it in there. You're going to let that simmer about an hour. Pretty simple recipe.
Or as Rob would say, about an hour.
About an hour, right. Yeah, I should have said that. You're right. But anyway, that one's on the Grilling Guys as well. Check it out, because they're Rob Russell's cowboy beans, and you're going to really enjoy those. Beans are another thing that if you wanted to put some, like, you know, bell pepper in there or something like that, you certainly could, but that's not Rob's way to do it. So
yeah, and his original recipe for these really called for pinto.
Yeah?
Yeah. When we did the classes on it, we always used pinto, and I notice on our recipe online it says kidney or red, but his favorite was pinto beans, and I love, I mean, who doesn't love pinto beans?
Right.
That's what you,
right.
Yeah. That's what you get refried beans.
Small, multicolored horses, right? Yeah.
Frijoles.
So anyway, coming up next, trust me, we're going to get to some chili, all right?
Liar.
We might do something white, something Texas style, not sure. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
All right, we're back, and we're still talking about chili. Yeah, believe it or not, we're going to get it done here. But
Before you start talking about chili, I got to tell you, I have something really funny.
It's surprising, isn't it?
I grilled some ribs last week, which were fantastic.
Grilled them or smoked them?
I grilled them.
Grilled them?
Yeah, beef ribs.
Oh,
and wow. I smoked some beef ribs the day before that.
Did they
get
tender before they got done?
More of a Korean style.
Oh.
So they're a little chewy, but they're really good.
Okay.
But the other morning, I had to plow my driveway. And the experience of plowing on the mule, let me tell you something, it's cold.
Yeah.
It is really cold. Thank goodness I have a windshield, but I see why all these guys put the doors and the cabs on them and stuff, because it's not quite like
dude,
plowing.
You're getting soft.
It's not like plowing in a truck.
Soft.
Not like plowing in a truck when you have the heat on and the stereo on. No.
Right.
No, you're just flying down the driveway with the wind going right through you. And it's been a couple mornings, it's been really, really
cold. I think I know a guy who's got about a half a dozen Stormy Cromer hats that even fit that big melon. That if you just throw one of those things
on,
then it's going to keep you warm.
I had one on, but let me tell you, it's the face and the ears and the legs. You got to have your longies on because you are going 30 miles an hour with snow all over you.
Well, okay, so that's the next on the wish list is getting doors and a heater for his new
I'm going to try and man up. I just have to get smarter about my attire.
Right.
So chili is very often, like if T-Gid was on.
Squirrel.
He would tell you to use your Cajun grill because it's got this plate on the side that lets you put a what?
Dutch oven
in it.
Right.
So yes. If you have a grill with any kind of drop-in device, or if you're cooking on a tripod, or if you have a big enough grill or smoker that you can just set your pot of chili on and finish it off outside with some good savory flavor. Like you, if you grilled up those sirloin, throw them in there, throw the whole pot back on the grill and shut the lid, you have to have a big enough grill.
Right.
That's
tall
the key.
Enough. Tall enough, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and I made a 3-gallon pot, so I did it on the stove. Again, smoked the meat, but did the rest of it on the stove. But.
So when Jop and I do these competitions, used to, we'd always take one of our big smokers out there, and we would smoke the vegetables, roast them. And I don't care if you smoke the meat, smoke the chili, anything. Roasting those vegetables, to me, was the tipping point. Because, number one, I would go to, again, Forest Hills Foods. They got a really nice produce department there. And I would get all the produce that was getting old. And usually get a deal on it.
right? Stuff they pulled from the shelf but haven't thrown away because they're, you know, it's a green pepper that's starting to wrinkle, or a tomatillo.
Who cares?
That
it's going to wrinkle anyway.
Right. And or a tomatillo that is got maybe the little, the paper on the outside's coming off or something.
That's supposed to.
Right. I understand. But I mean, people don't buy it when the paper's coming off it, right? So, but anyway, those. They're not rotted by any means.
And the tomatoes, I usually go with Romas, and they're getting a little soft and very, very red and a little soft, maybe wrinkly, but they have heightened their flavor when you let them mature like that. Yeah. And then you throw them in the roaster, and it adds another profile to it. And I don't know. You roast them whole, right?
You don't cut them. Yep. You're not opening them up. Right.
Roast them whole.
They'll shrink a little bit when they're roasting.
You throw them in the pot. And if and then you cut them up the rest of the way in the pot, so all that juice goes into your chili.
Right.
And that's a big deal. And if you want, when you get it in a big tray, when you've made your whole big batch, you can throw that in the smoker for a little while and put a little more smoke to it if it's not smoky enough for you. But a lot of people don't like too much smoke.
Right. So I was going to say, be careful with that. Yep, a little bit. We made that decision a long time ago to just go light on the smoke. Yep, just go light on the smoke.
So, what else would you put in a smoked chili like that?
Well, I think that you had a variety of peppers, and that's a heat issue for most people. The spice heat is what I'm talking about, is the kind of peppers you put in and the number of them. You know, you mentioned those hatch peppers; those got quite a little bit of heat to them. A jalapeno in the scope of peppers is not one of your hotter peppers. And then you got an ancho
on
chilies.
On the Koval scale?
Yeah, you got ancho chilies that aren't too bad.
I like the Anaheims.
Right.
And the Serranos.
Yep.
There's also Poblanos, which are wonderful.
And none of those are going to smoke your palate, you know, I mean, and just burn you up. And
Serranos are pretty hot.
I've found most people don't like that. You know, there's some that really enjoy super hot food.
Yeah, you can make two batches.
It burns up their palate, but not me. I like to enjoy them. But the peppers all add their own depth of flavor in a profile in there, and a combination thereof is really, really good.
Yeah, like there's no better flavor of a pepper, in my opinion, than a cayenne and a habanero.
Right.
So put a bunch of those in.
Right, those will light you up, though. Yeah, exactly.
Again, I like, you know, a variety of beans, really, for presentation. I find all those beans taste kind of alike.
Right. Yep. So you got black beans.
I think it looks good.
You got black beans, you got kidney beans, you got pinto beans.
Light and dark kidney.
Right. Yep. Those were the ones that I put in the batch that I made last Sunday. Yeah, those four. The other thing is I a white onion, not a sweet onion, because I like a little bit of the bite.
Yeah, or a Spanish onion.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's usually a pretty large dice. The thing that I like is texture in my chili. I don't like it to be like so soupy. I like it a little bit thicker. So the chop that I'll put on the peppers is usually finer, especially if I'm using hot peppers, because I don't want that much of it.
Well, if it's thicker, it doesn't end up on your dicky do.
Right, exactly. So, you know, it sits up on a spoon. It doesn't dribble off, right? Yeah, exactly.
But when you're Jethro in the thing.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, so those are some of the ingredients that I put in. And, of course, you got all your powders and your paprikas and things like that.
If you go down to Sobey's, he's got some of Billy Bone's pre-made chili mix down there.
Okay.
There's lots of them. There's a Texas Pete you used to find in the supermarket by the meat counter. They were like in a little brown lunch bag. Try out some of those regional favorites, because these guys spend an awful lot of time making up chili blends, and they're generally pretty darn good chefs that do that.
Right.
And it's okay to play around with other profiles and people's work like that.
Right.
That Texas Pete's was like the first one I ever bought when I was a new dad, and I found it in the supermarket and tried it and fell in love with it and decided not to try and reinvent the wheel after that, but I still do a lot of just custom blends.
You know,
there's
one other ingredient that I'll put in chili as well, and that is brown sugar. I think it takes some of the acidity away from the tomatoes.
Yep.
If you're loading up with tomatoes like I did, you can it just makes it so much more mellow.
You get heartburn. It's too much acid.
Right, you don't get so much sweet taste as you do. It just mellows out the acidity.
Well, sugar is common in anything tomato paste, tomato sauce.
Right.
All good spaghetti sauces have some sugar in them.
Right.
Otherwise, they're just too acidic for most people.
Yeah, so that was when I was just going through it in my mind and the way I made it. And, you know, and depending on the size of the batch you're making, there's ratios that, but yeah, I just make it to taste. And, you know, I've eaten a bowl of chili by the time I get it made because I'm tasting it every couple minutes when I put something more in it to see what it needs and so on. And I'm sure a lot of you guys and gals out there cook like that as well. But anyway, we got a couple more chilies to cover. We're going to. Bob likes his Cincinnati-style chili by Skyline. We're going to hit on that. I'm not particularly like that one. That seems watery and awfully thin to me. There's white chilies. We haven't touched on that. Bob's got the quick recipe that he used to feed his kids. I've got one that's a little more traditional that take you a couple hours to make it. But at the end of the day, it's really tasty. So, you know, those are the things that we're going to cover.
And I got a pizza tip when we come back.
No, we got, give it now because I'm getting the, we got a minute left.
36th Street on Grand Rapids. It's called Villa Mia.
Yeah.
This is
your house.
A beautiful couple. I found them because their son works with me, Antonio.
Imagine that.
These are real Sicilians,
okay.
They're real McCoys. And they're the coolest couple, but here's the best thing. They make a pie that is to die for.
And a to-die pie.
They have one called the Sicilian.
Imagine that.
Oh, my gosh.
Like home cooking,
I brought one over to my daughter Olivia the other night, and it was so, I mean, it's like a gift. That is, when we bring them into the shop, we buy like 10 of them to feed the sales staff.
Right.
And we never get enough of the Sicilians because it's the first one gone.
Sure.
We got to talk to management.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, coming up next, a couple more types of chili. Stick with us. Wipe your chin. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. If you haven't got enough chili recipes, then stick with us because we got a couple more coming at you right now, man. And we appreciate you tuning in.
Stick around and put down the rake.
Right.
Oh, nobody's raking. Put down the snow shovel.
Snow shovel. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah.
Take it away, brother.
So I was talking about Villa Mia. I want to finish that. It's west of 131 on 36th Street, about a mile and a half down on your left. Just go past Michael. It's easy to miss. It's in a little strip mall. But I'm telling you, those guys put out the pies, but they're just a wonderful couple. And tell them the Grillin' Guys sent you. They're cool.
That and $20 will get you a Sicilian pizza.
It will. anyway, so I want to make some chili poutine. I saw one of these cooking shows. I think Guy Fieri did it.
Translated to French fries with chili? Chili
nope,
fries?
Nope. It was a Cincinnati-style chili they were doing, and this lady had to do it from scratch. I didn't care for her recipe. I knew she wasn't going to win because she screwed it up. But either way, the concept, when she said chili poutine, I'm like, heck yeah. I love poutine, as you know. And
which is usually gravy on French fries.
Gravy on
with cheese.
French fries with cheese curds with some gravy.
Right.
I tried my my pasty poutine. Didn't care for it.
No?
No.
Okay.
Never do gravy on pasty again.
Well, see, you know what you're missing.
I knew that was coming.
You know what you're missing.
Yeah. So anyway, Tony, if you're listening, it was a flop. But the pasties turned out great. chili with some Cincinnati-style chili. Now, if you don't want to make that chili, you can go right down to your neighborhood supermarket. Whoever sells Skyline chili, I know Spartan does and Kroger does, Skyline chili, and just get a can of that. Do your hot French fries. If you have an air fryer, all the better yet. You're going to do it really easily. You know, put them in there. Matter of fact, I might get my French fries done. Then I might put my bowl of French fries with the cheese curds in that air fryer for 30 seconds and warm those babies up, and then pour that hot chili on it. I'm telling you, you're going to be in heaven. Because a Skyline chili is a chocolate coffee chili.
Okay.
It's a Cincinnati-style chili. And it's weird. It's really weird. When I heard about it, I put my nose up and I took a bite and I go, I heard the angels. And it's like,
well, don't
I
you eat that on spaghetti
like
down there?
I see why you like it. Well, they eat it on hot dogs, eat it on all kinds of things. But see, that's the cool thing about America. America.
Right.
Here, America has that stuff. They do it on spaghetti noodles, and you can get it several different ways. You can just get a bowl of chili, or you can get it a two-way, which is chili on spaghetti. A three-way is chili on spaghetti with, like, beans. A four-way...
You add onions.
Chili, a spaghetti, beans, sauce, and cheese. That's four-way. And then if you add onions, it's a five-way. And when you're done, you got to get a five-way. When you're done... You take their hot sauce. They have their own hot sauce. It's like Frank's. It's just, you know, basic, but it's the creme de la creme. And I'm getting so hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Me too.
It's called Skyline Chili. You can buy a can of it. Otherwise, you can make some. And that's why we're the Grilling Guys, because we're going to tell you how. It's ground beef, ground pork, onions, cloves, kidney beans, crushed tomatoes, white vinegar, baking coca, Worcestershire. I can't say that. Hot pepper sauce, little chili powder, cinnamon, oregano, cumin, allspice. It's going to be on the Grilling Guys website, but I got that from tasteofhome.com. And this is very close. We have one on our website. This looks better than the one I came up with. Because
awesome.
Even though I posted one on our site years ago, I can't say that I was in love with the recipe. So I'm going to go back and tweak it. I'm going to try making this version. And I'm going to tweak ours so we don't mislead anybody. But then you boil some spaghetti. You get a nice sharp cheddar cheese, finely shredded. And you get those noodles on there. You pour your chili on. Then you put the kidney beans on, the light red kidney beans. And then you put the cheese on and the chili, the
yep.
onions.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. I've heard you say this before. Yeah. I want to talk about a little white chili, a little more traditional. We can cover your 20-minute one in about 1 minute.
It's the same thing.
Right.
That's what it is.
What?
White chili.
Yeah. Now but yours is like out of a jar.
No. No, it's ground turkey. So the 20-minute.
So we'll cover yours
first. I'll give you the 20-second version. It's going to be your recipe. It's the same thing. Okay. Do yours.
All right.
No.
Because all you're going to do is pick it apart as I go through this. I know how you're going to roll with this, man. No, so I got a couple pounds of skinless, boneless thighs. Love cooking with skinless, boneless thighs
Me
in
too.
Things.
Yeah.
They stay moist. They're very flavorful. Just salt and pepper on them. I'm going to saute those up, right? The chicken with the salt and pepper Bob bought me a big cast iron pan.
Isn't that a beauty?
And
I'm jealous.
Yeah, and it's a deep one, too. It's like 3 inches deep. It's awesome.
Live.
So I'm going to saute that stuff up there, brown up those little chicken, you know, 3 to 4 minutes on a side. That's
it. Those little chicken.
So then I'm going to put some onion and some minced garlic, your poblano peppers, your jalapeno peppers, and some cilantro stems in there, cumin, coriander, chili powder, and I'm going to cook all that stuff up and
you
get it hot, open up those
stems?
Seasonings. What's that?
You said cilantro stems?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. They add a little bit of bitterness to it that the leaves don't. I mean, the leaves are in there too, but I don't pull the leaves off the stems. I chop them right up in there. Gives it just a neat flavor profile. So I did that with my spices, and then when I get all that stuff brown, I've got 2 cups of chicken broth. I've got a can of fire roasted green chilies, right? And then I got a can of white beans, and those are those like great northern beans.
Yeah.
And I don't drain those. I put the juice and everything in there because I don't mind that flavor. Then you're just going to heat that stuff up, and you're going to stir it, let it go, take a taste of it.
Why dump any down the drain?
Right. Just take it. Yeah. Right. Take a taste of it and see if, in fact, it's thick enough, thin enough. You can play with it, do with it what you want, but you might have to add a little water.
How'd it turn out?
Oh, really good.
Yeah?
Really good. Yeah, I mean, I've done it before, but, you know, you just want to let it simmer 30, 40 minutes to all those flavors to come together.
I'm curious about the cilantro, though. I've never, ever left the stems on them.
Yep, and it's just, I mean, if you put one in your mouth, you take a bite of it, it's just got a little bitterness to it.
Huh.
And it just adds a neat little flavor.
Cilantro's weird. Do you ever notice that some people can't stand it?
Right.
They get a soapy taste, they say.
Yeah.
My wife's one of those. She said, tastes like soap. You're either, it's like a chemical reaction on your tongue. I don't know. But some people just have an adverse reaction to it.
Right.
You can substitute with lemon.
I'm not sure lemon's going to go good in my chili.
Lemon or lime?
Lime. Yep. I might go lime, yeah. But anyway, but that's a white chili that I've made before, and it's, you know, it's tasty. But Bob, you used to make white chili for your kids when they came home from school.
I did.
And I know we've covered that before.
I did. It's a 20-second version. I'll see if I can talk that fast.
All right.
You come home. You put the pot on the stove. Great big pot. Okay, like a Dutch oven.
Right. Yeah.
Turn on the heat. Tell the kids to shut up. You pull everything out of the fridge. You open up the ground beef. You pour some oil in the bottom of the pan. You get the ground turkey, I should say. You bust it up. Oh, wash your hands. Bust it up. Wash your hands again.
Right.
Throw it in the pot. In the meantime, you're dicing up an onion. Get the onion in there. It's stirring. Tell the kids to shut up. And get that sizzling. Open up your jar of white beans.
Right.
You open up a jar of salsa.
Right.
And you put those in another pot, and you get the heat going. You get those beans warming up. You get the salsa warming up. While that stuff's all warming up, you get out that block of Monterey Jack, and you start shredding it.
At least you didn't save Velveeta.
Don't do your knuckles.
Right.
Tell the kids to shut up again.
Right.
And
it's about time to tell you to shut up. You need to put a wrap on this
20
thing.
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
You're done.
All right, man. Good enough. Guess what? There's one more. We got some black bean chili we might cover in the next segment if you can put up with us. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you. Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Today's man law is going to be full of banter,
right.
I'm told. The minimum amount of time you have to wait for another man is 5 minutes. Listen up, men. 5 minutes.
Minimum, not maximum, minimum.
The maximum is 6 minutes. For a girl, you're required to wait 10 minutes for every point of hotness she scores on the classic 1 to 10 scale.
God, Bob, that's almost 2 hours for your wife and mine. You know, that's 110 minutes.
You don't add the two together.
No, I understand. I understand. See, I teed it up and he let it go.
Okay, yeah. Let's do a little black bean chili. This one's kind of cool. I've never made this. Again, I found it on that damn thing called the internet, Taste of Home. Kind of like their recipes. They're kind of homey.
Tastes like you made them at home?
Yeah.
Huh.
They should rename it. It's, again, ground turkey, onion, chili powder, minced oregano, which is great, 3/4 teaspoon of dried oregano. It's got some chicken broth, mild salsa. Here's the part that really caught my eye. It looked really good. Whole kernel corn and black beans.
Chew your corn.
Yep. And don't remember eating corn. can of diced tomatoes drained. And so you basically, in a large skillet, you just cook the turkey, onion, medium heat, till you get rid of the pink. That's a big deal. You don't want pink eye.
Or ringworm.
Then you put it in a 4-quart slow cooker, and you throw everything else in, and you go to work.
Right.
Or you just leave for a couple of hours.
Right.
And then you have the sour cream and the cheese and stuff put on top, and it's beautiful.
You know, I'm a
green onion.
That chili that I made last Sunday, I ate a whole bag of those Tostitos scoops.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Best way to eat chili.
Oh man, I wasn't even using a spoon. Man, I was just dipping those things in there, eating that. That was
good. You know, that's a great point that we didn't really elaborate on, but. Last time, I think I told you, Em was home. She was going to make white chili, and halfway through it, she just, rabbit. She goes, not going to do that. So she made it real watery, and she served it, and she just used white beans or pinto beans, I don't remember what, but a lot of broth, a lot of fresh cilantro at the end, and then put fresh tortilla chips, the strips that you get at Costco, I think, put those strips on top of each bowl. Shot some cheese on it, a little sour cream, a little hot sauce. There's picture-perfect tortilla soup. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Wow, that is
tortilla,
good.
Tortilla, if you're Finnish.
Yep. But, you know, the
tortilla.
My bride likes cornbread with her chili.
That's cool, too.
I made some. I mean, it's cornbread, right? It's just that. And
but
you can't dunk that.
It.
See, I'm up
no,
for the
dunking.
No, you're
not supposed to. You don't have to.
I know,
no,
but I like to dunk
it.
No, you break
it up and you put it on top.
No, I'm going with garlic bread.
Hey, your wife
is much
right.
Better than cornbread.
I think your wife
garlic bread, you do the whole loaf. You crisp it up, and then you dunk that in there.
That sounds good,
oh,
too.
Oh, man, it's
I'm
as
really
good
hungry.
As the tortilla chips, so... I'm just saying, man.
And the Frito scoops, great
right.
idea.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. They're all good,
maybe
man.
Chili cheese Frito scoops.
Right. Well, I already got the chili, and you can put cheese on there if you want, I guess. But anyway, but hey, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys, and we're running out of things to talk about, and that probably makes you not feel too bad. But anyway, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Check out our website, thegrillingguys.com. And look up some of these recipes that we talked about, especially the one by Cowboy Rob Russell. You won't be disappointed. The guy was an amazing barbecue guy and had some great recipes and taught us all a lot of things. And we ask him to rest in peace and see us through this 2021. Let's all come together and be friends and get out in your backyard and create some grill envy. We'll talk with you next week.